The president just returned from a Middle East trip, and it seems that some of his views on fighting terrorism found sympathetic ears, or at least agreement, in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia and the UAE, along with Bahrain and others, have cut diplomatic ties with Qatar, the home of a major U.S. military installation. The reason? Qatar's alleged support for Iranian-inspired terrorism throughout the Middle East. Mark Lynch is director of the Project on Middle East Political Science at the George Washington University and a non-resident fellow at the Carnegie Endowment Middle East Center. He says this is a huge development with some very complicated details.
Qatar has had a long rivalry with Saudi Arabia. They've been kind of at each other's throats for many years over the idea that Saudi Arabia should be the hegemon of the Gulf. And so since the mid-90s, they've been bickering and going at each other over the leadership of the region and leadership of the Gulf Cooperation Council. And since the Arab Spring in 2011, this has gotten even more intense. And there have just been real controversies over the role of Islamist movements and the value of democracy, and then just basic, you know, struggles for power and influence within the Arab world. So what we've seen this week is not really new. It's just an escalation of a feud that's been going on for quite some time.
But if there is something new, is it fair to say, and dispute this if you like, that either Saudi Arabia or Qatar has taken a stake, put a flag in the sand, so to speak, of a larger Sunni-Shia conflict that would basically set Iran against everyone else in the Gulf region, Qatar included, and you know, this inflames a very deep sectarian conflict.
You know, we like to think in terms of there being a Sunni-Shia conflict, which defines the region, and that certainly is important. But what we see between Saudi Arabia and Qatar is actually an intra-Sunni battle, where you basically have two Sunni powers with different visions for what the region should look like, who are fighting it out. And Iran is sitting there, and they're an important part of this, but it's not the primary focus. But one thing which is really clear, though, I think to most of us, is that when President Trump went to Saudi Arabia, he really clearly and powerfully embraced the Saudi and United Arab Emirates' vision of the Middle East. He basically endorsed their claim to leadership. And it seems that that's what emboldened the Saudis and the Emiratis to go after Qatar at this moment. The idea that they had Trump's backing, and this allowed them to finally kind of settle the score with their rival.
The U.S. Interest and involvement in Yemen will escalate, yes?
The fallout in Yemen is hard to say. Qatar was never a major player in Yemen in the same way that the Saudis and the Emiratis were. Back in about a year and a half ago, it was a big deal when Qatar finally came on board the Saudi-led campaign. That was seen as a major sign of improving Gulf relations. But if their 1,000 or so soldiers pull out, that's not going to make a huge difference inside of Yemen. It'll make a bigger difference in some of the other fronts around the region.
The Secretary of State says it's not going to affect anything regarding terrorism, but there are huge investments in Qatar from educational institutions in the United States. There's this education city in Qatar. Is all of that in question now?
I think it's premature for that. I mean, usually these kinds of intra-Gulf squabbles, you know, they flare up and then they die down again. They've escalated farther this time than they have in the past. But at this point, I think it's premature to look at that stuff. But you know, if you look at it, though, Qatar is always been an interesting ally for the United States because it has, you know, this major military base, an American military base there, which is absolutely central for American operations around the region.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, it maintains good relationships with groups like Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, and has played a pretty, in my view, pretty destructive role in Syria. On the other hand, in some ways, I think the United States was closer to Qatar's point of view in areas like Tunisia and Egypt. And so, you know, the U.S. right now under Trump has gotten really close to the Saudi and UAE view of things, but it hasn't always been that way. But Qatar has always maintained this more independent position within the region's politics. And I think the real question is whether they'll be able to sustain that. The reports are already that they've asked Hamas leadership to leave the country, which seems to be a concession to the pressure that they're under. But we don't know what the next steps are likely to be.
Mark Lynch is director of the Project on Middle East Political Science at the George Washington University and a non-resident fellow at the Carnegie Endowment Middle East Center. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.